So you listen to me.
Well, when you observe the world, you see people, you see houses, you see the sky, you see tangible objects. But when you observe yourself within, you see moving images, a world of images, generally known as fantasies. Yet these fantasies are facts. You see, it is a fact that a man has such and such a fantasy. And it is such a tangible fact, for instance, that when a man has a certain fantasy, another man may lose his life. Or a bridge is built. These houses were all fantasies. Everything you do here, all of the houses, everything was fantasy to begin with. And fantasy has a proper reality. It is, that is not to be forgotten. Fantasy is not nothing. It is, of course, not a tangible object. But it is a fact, nevertheless. It is, a form of energy. Despite the fact we can't measure it. It is a manifestation of something. And that is a reality. That is just a reality as, for instance, the peace treaty of Versailles or something like that. It is no more. You can't show it. But it has been a fact. And so the psychical events are facts, are realities. And when you observe the stream of images within, you observe an aspect of the world within.